Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast clear, a low of 49. It's being called similar to the Seton Catholic Schools model in Milwaukee and Kenosha's All Saints Catholic School operation. And just like those, the newly announced St. Catherine of Siena school system, incorporating almost a dozen Racine area schools, gets away from the traditional model of one parish, one school. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The new system is scheduled to begin with the 2018-19 school year. Archbishop Jerome Listecki has been making the rounds of the affected schools to talk about the new model, which will have them be a part of the Racine Parental Choice Program. The affected schools are St. Edward's, Sacred Heart, St. Joseph, St. Rita, St. Richard, St. Sebastian, St. Paul the Apostle, St. Patrick, St. Lucy's, and St. John Nepomuk. The Archdiocese says shifting demographics and escalating school-related costs have led to reconsideration of how to prepare students, both academically and spiritually, for the challenges of school and life. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Two bond issues were approved by the Racine County Board this week, both of them for less than original projections. Brian Della of PFM Financial Advisors said after the bids were opened, the county's 2017 tax-exempt bonds were downsized by $80,000 to $5,630,000, and the taxable bonds were reduced by $70,000 to $7,035,000 because the winning bidders had a premium with their bid and lower-than-expected underwriters' compensation. Della said the tax-exempt issue also includes a small refunding component.
When I was here before, we had to play it by ear because it was so marginal. It was very short, and we didn't know if interest rates were going to go up. And it turned out that it was $52,000 in savings that we in debt service savings by just doing a refinancing a three-year maturity.
Supervisors unanimously approved the sale of the bonds, which will pay for capital projects such as roads and bridges, the InSinkErator Economic Development Grant, the RCEDC Revolving Loan Fund, and the Pritchard Sports Complex. The winning bidders were Robert W. Baird for the tax-exempt bonds and BOK Financial Securities for the taxable issue. Beloit posted the highest unemployment rate in the state in April for the second month in a row, with Racine's 4.5% second highest, but that's down 2.1% from the rate of a year ago. According to figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development, the jobless rate in Racine is also down 0.8% from March. The April unemployment rate in Kenosha was 3.9%, down 0.6% from March and 1.2% from a year ago. Mount Pleasant's April rate was 3.2%. It was 3.3% in Caledonia and 2.8% in Oak Creek, all down from March and a year ago. The April unemployment rate for Racine County was 3.8%, down 0.8% from March and 1.3% from a year ago. And Kenosha County's rate of 3.6% is down 0.7% from March and 1.1% from a year ago. A Racine man accused of causing an accident on Durand Avenue at Oaks Road yesterday morning appeared in court today to face charges. 48-year-old Jasper Jones has been charged with four counts each of operating while intoxicated causing injury and hit-and-run causing injury. He's also been charged with obstructing officers. According to court documents, three vehicles were stopped at the light when a car hit the rear of one vehicle, causing a chain reaction. Four people were transported to the hospital. Jones is accused of running from the scene and boarding a bus at the stop in front of the Walmart where he was arrested. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. Applications to be part of Racine's annual Fourth Fest Parade have to be postmarked by May 31st, with a $100 late fee for any received after that, and absolutely no applications will be accepted after June 7th. This year's parade is the morning of Tuesday, July 4th, beginning at 9 o'clock, immediately following the pre-parade at 8:30. Dreams come true under the red, white, and blue is the parade theme. Participants are encouraged to promote it with their entry along the 2.6-mile route of Main and 14th Streets. And note that Racine's Fourth Fest Parade will be on Milwaukee's TV 24, as well as on the Internet. Meanwhile, applications to be part of Kenosha's July 2nd Civic Veterans Parade are due Friday. This year's theme is honoring Kenosha's history, with participants having the choice of highlighting their past or the city's. The parade is at 1 p.m. Applications are on Kenosha's website, kenosha.org. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.